Check one. Oh, check two.
Look at that. Things are working.
Mm-hmm.
Off to a good start.
Oh, yeah. I mean, granted, I got no water, Steve. I could die.
Uh-oh. Sorry. You better get through this.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome BTEC Smith and Steve Metz. BTEC Smith and Steve Metz. You are now entering the Megacast. The Megacast.
Ted.
Megacast.
The Megacast in full effect.
Megacast.
I got some exciting stuff going on in the world of the Megacast there, Ted.
There is? I was going to say, I have exciting questions about your personal life.
You do?
I do.
All right. Mine's super quick, so I'll throw
all
mine
right,
out
ahead.
There. I am hoping that we can have t-shirts made.
Oh, MegaCast shirts?
I created a design. Our boy Keith is making them. I think he's dropping them off tomorrow. A couple prototypes, one for you, one for me.
Nice.
I'm pumped about it. It's very simple, and hopefully.
Are we still naked?
No. It's time. We removed the. Okay, I was thinking about it. I'm like, I don't know how many people are going to want to walk around with these two. Cartoon. You know, maybe we'll make a limited run of those.
Plus, if you're not a wrestling guy, it just right. is like, what are those guys doing?
I was thinking like a simple black t-shirt, right?
All
right. And you know our MegaCast logo minus the two naked men, i.e. Ted and Steve, where it's the old school Mega Powers logo. It just says MegaCast with the three stars.
Nice.
So that would be the shirt. I think that would look pretty dope.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice and simple. It's classy. You could go out to a nice steakhouse wearing. Not really.
I'll wear mine in the Met on Friday.
Yes. Then you can look like Kevin and I when we went to WrestleMania weekend. You know, our boss, he said, hey, you know what? You guys are going to be busting your tail. How about for one night, take Kevin out, you two, expense it, have a nice dinner.
Dope.
So we went to
a strip club.
Oh, man, I was thinking about it. It's like, we should go set up an interview with Vinnie Paul from Pantera and talk about all of his business ventures, i.e. his chain of strip clubs in Dallas or in Texas. So I'm like, Kevin, let's find what is the best steakhouse in Dallas. And we went online.
Oh.
Went to some place called Bob's Steakhouse, Chop House, Steak and Chop House or something.
Yeah, you know it's nice if the word chop house is involved.
Right, and you also know it's nice when they don't have any windows.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those old school steakhouses, you know what
nice.
I mean? We walk in, and they looked us up and down. We're the two knuckleheads wearing wrestling shirts to this nice
steakhouse. Really?
Yeah, because we were in the middle of doing other stuff.
In Dallas, I think people probably dress up.
Yeah, oh yeah, everyone else was dressed really nice. And this wasn't close to WrestleMania, so it wasn't like any spillover. Like, we had to drive maybe 10-15 minutes out of Dallas to get to, out of the main part of the city that we were in, to get to the steakhouse, right?
Did they let you in?
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, they let us in. They looked us up and down, and we're both wearing, I think I'm wearing my Road Warriors Legion of Doom t-shirt. He's wearing some wrestling t-shirt as well. And I kid you not, Ted. So they're like, okay, well, let's seat you guys. I'm like, perfect. And, you know, at first, of course, like, you have any reservations? I'm like, no.
Of course not.
You guys are the ones that had the reservations of letting us into this damn place. I'm not even kidding you, dude. It's a big steakhouse. They start walking us to our table. And in my head, I'm like, I bet you anything they're going to sit us as far away from the front door as humanly possible.
Yeah, back by the kitchen.
We were baby. No joke. By the kitchen, by the bathroom, all the way in the back.
Yeah.
As far back from the entrance as humanly possible, they put the two babies in the corner. It was awesome.
How was the steak?
Incredible.
Yeah, that's cool.
I got the filet. Oh.
I won't lie to you, though. Every time I go to a steakhouse and, like, there's guys just wearing, like, t-shirts or whatever, I'm always intrigued by those guys. Like, who are they?
Yep.
Like, I don't know. How are they in here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they rock stars?
Yeah. Like, what's the deal?
I mean, physically, I mean, Kevin's in good shape, but I don't think they were going to accuse us of being two wrestlers. And plus, why would wrestlers be walking into a steakhouse wearing their wrestling t-shirts?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't think, like, a baseball player from the Mariners is going to show up in an Angels jersey. I'm here for my steak.
Who was the basketball player? Ron Artest, was it? Did he turn into Meta World Peace?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember when he was like out somewhere wearing a Ron Artest Lakers jersey?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I thought that was the greatest thing ever.
It depends on your level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like because we used to hang with a guy that would wear jerseys with his name on it all the time, and it was like, nah, you're just looking for attention.
True.
Ron Artest, while looking for attention, but he's on a high enough level where it makes it cool.
Well, I think when you're wearing your own jersey from a sport that you're making a living off of, I think all rules go out the window.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, I remember the longest time when we knew Chad Eaton, where I was trying to convince him back in the day. He used to play for the Seahawks, the Patriots, and some other teams as well. And I was always like, dude, we got to go to a Hawks game. He's like, yeah, brother, we should do that. I'm like, I'll wear a Chad Eaton jersey. Can you wear one too? And he thought it would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, we were in, like, the 300 level, and it's just
chilling.
Two dudes with Eaton jerseys, and it just so happens that one of them is Chad Eaton.
Yeah, you would never expect that.
No, it'd be awesome. All right, why don't we get things rolling? And I want to talk about the personal question.
All right.
But let's
get something serious.
Oh, man, I was all pumped. But the T-shirts, it might happen. I don't know. I figured let's make them, present them to the company, and say, hey, we want to make these T-shirts. Can we do at least a limited run and sell them on the Rock Shop? And hopefully
we can move some.
I think people would wear them.
Yeah.
And they're cool. I think they'll look really cool with just a simple megacast with the three stars. It'll get people asking questions. And, hey, what's the megacast? It's only the greatest podcast out there, man.
Yeah.
Listen.
Well, you have shirts at the shop. These podcasts has nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, dude, that was a whole process in itself. It's like, yeah, well, to shut you up. Because I was ready to sell them myself and sell them at cost. And then they're like, oh, well, you actually think people will buy them? Well, we want to make some money off of that then.
Yeah.
It's a business, man. Every day I get reminded that we work in a corporate business world.
Yeah. We should make wristbands, too.
Yeah, like the rubber ones?
Or I was thinking just like an old school wristband.
Oh, Jesus. That's a great idea.
Right? Like, and everybody headbands. Has T-shirts and stuff. Why not wristbands?
We are a wrestling podcast.
I guess we are.
In a way.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do the push-ups. Let's get 10 for the Mega family out there. It's 10 push-ups to get your mind working for this podcast. We need you to pay attention. We work hard at this podcast so that you can listen. The least you could do is give us 10 push-ups.
All I'm thinking about now is goddamn Dr. Phil. What was he doing on Raw?
Dude, that was an amazing episode of Raw. I actually have some audio I want to play. And it's like, hey, how do we make this crappy? Oh, let's throw Dr. Phil into the mix. That was the most pointless part of Raw.
I figure it's just a way to start Charlotte moving away from Ric Flair.
Yeah. Judging from our interview with her, I think that's the evolution of this, is that eventually she wants to kind of be like, you know, I can do this on my own. I don't need Pops in the mix anymore.
Yeah.
All right. 10 push-ups.
All right.
Get the blood, the heart racing, the blood pumping, and the brain
functioning, Steve.
I used to write that down. And I lost that sheet. I need to write it back down again. You would think every week I would remember how to say it.
You know, it's harder hosting shows than I thought. Yeah. On my own podcast sometimes, like right when the mic opens, I'll be like, wait a minute, I say this thing every week. Why can't I remember it now?
Right. I don't know about you, but by hosting the podcast, has it given you a newfound respect for, like for me, it gave me a newfound respect for BJ. Because sometimes
Thing with Miles.
Right. Because sometimes you're like, are you even listening to the things I'm saying? And then I realize, oh, when you're in that position, sometimes your mind is going in a million different places. You don't have the time to listen to what everybody is saying.
Yeah.
Sounds weird, but it's true.
Yeah. No, you definitely gain a new respect for people running the show.
So this week, I felt like in honor of his new video dropping, and I thought it was an awesome video, local talent, two guys making waves as always, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
All right.
Not a socially conscious song, more like a fun song to get the ladies bumping.
All right.
It's Brad Pitt's cousin.
I don't even know if I know it.
Oh, this is a great song.
Man, that's all we do, ho. That little homie, let me talk my truth. Made an Instagram for my cat, and my cat doesn't even rap and got more followers than you. Hold up. Let me get my cat a bar. She's filthy. Hey, Cairo, come here, baby. Now my cat's more famous than you ever will be. I've been hustling. You can't tell me nothing. I'm Brad Pitt's ugly cousin. But when you're drunk at the wedding, still go.
All right, let's get 10.
Let's do it, Steve.
Brad Pitt, that's my cousin.
You got me fucked up.
Brad Pitt, that's my cousin.
Like you don't know, sir.
Bradley, he's cousin.
All my Angelinas, if you got it, let me see it. All my Angelinas, if you got it, let me see it. All my Angelinas, if you got it, let me see it.
I like his song about food.
His song about what?
Brad Pitt.
TED Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Simple one this week.
Okay.
You know, be confident, not arrogant. You know, be humble, be proud, but just, you know, never forget the golden rule. Treat others as you want to be treated.
Yeah.
You know, and if you, there's nothing wrong with being confident, but you just got to be careful. You don't want to toe into that line of arrogance.
And being cocky guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everyone should be confident in their abilities.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've always said it back when I was first trying to get a job, and some people, I think, looked at me weird because I'm not a, I don't come off as a guy that's cocky, right?
Right.
But I would always say, I just need the job interview. I know if I get the job interview and get my foot in the door and can make eye contact with them, I will win them over.
Yeah.
Because I was confident that I'm coming from a place of I know what I'm doing, and if I don't know what I'm doing, I'm a quick learner. But no, you don't want to walk around being like, I'm the greatest thing ever. Just talk to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes, too, you just got to be careful who you surround yourself with.
In what way?
I think in any walk of life, you know, you can surround yourself with people that are going to tell you how great you are and mm-hmm. tell you you're doing the right thing all the time. Like, you know, don't forget to actually have some normal, real friends, too, who tell you when you mess up or, you know, bring you back down the size.
And you see that a lot with some, like, I mean, you know, big name celebrities that are always falling off the deep end. And you wonder, have they just completely filtered out all the people that once called them on their crap?
Yeah. And I mean, even just, you know, just a smaller level, you know, I have a couple buddies that do, you know, great jobs and very inspirational stuff. So they, you know, people follow them and listen to them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But
Ted's talking about me. It's nice.
But I keep them still as buddies, so I like to bust their chops about their jobs or whatever.
I have a couple buddies that will keep me,
Can you guess who I'm talking about? look at my photos. I'm pointing at stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he's not arrogant at all.
Right.
But I had to bust his chops about some of that stuff.
Yeah, I want to make sure I have the right guy. Yeah, turn the mics up for a second. Yeah, okay, I thought that's who we were talking about. But I'm sure he appreciates having, like, I know my hockey buddies are, like, the guys that keep me super grounded. Nobody is off limits. And I remember my buddy J-Mac and my other buddy, Chris, that you met at that came to the Classic with us.
Oh, yeah.
Technically not on our team, but came. One time we were at a listener event, because Jay loves coming to the listener parties just because, A, there's rock girls, and B, he just thinks it's a lot of fun to see me in that element because I'm not usually that guy. Like, you know, usually I'm just kind of chilling with everybody else and far from being even in the top three of the most talkative when we're all out hanging out. So to see me do that, I think he gets a kick out of. But we were at some party and there was this dude that came up, and I'm not even kidding you, and they still will bring it up to this day. You could even ask him next time you run into these guys. And we're just BSing, and the dude comes up and he's like kind of like a, he seemed like a kind of, like, he was a little drunk, but he seemed like a kind of guy that likes to fight. You know, like that kind of a guy, like a little bit of a borderline meathead.
All right.
He's like, so you guys are friends with Steve, huh? And they're like, yeah, we hang out with him all the time. And he's like, man, that's so cool. I'd do anything to hang out with Steve. And they're like, yeah, it's not really that hard. Like, we just hang out with him. And I'm not even kidding. I don't even know how to say this on the radio. Maybe I'm going to turn the mics off and tell you what he said.
I have a bad feeling where this is going, but turn off the mics
okay.
and tell me.
So he would say, if I could hang out with Steve all the time, I swear to God I would.
Yep, that's where I thought it was going, Steve.
And they're like,
wow.
We're glad we don't have to do that because we hang out with him all the time.
That is, you know, I stand firm on this one. The Mega family. At no point to be friends with either Steve or I will we ask another male to perform that.
No.
Nope.
And you know what we would appreciate in our single days? You're a single man, so it still applies to you. Females, more than happy to accept that.
Yeah.
But it's not a be-all, end-all.
No.
Like, I'd be more than happy to be your friend without you doing that.
Right. We could be better friends.
Yes. I might call you more often. Quick aside.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've noticed it as well. I'm confident in saying that the MegaCast female audience is hands down the hottest female audience for any podcast.
But I don't understand. I have to credit you because I was like, they're not coming from the podcast.
I think they're coming because of Luke and we just kept
them. And we kept them?
Yeah. We're
I'm
Luke's
with you.
Two ugly friends, but we're really fun to be around. So even when Luke's not around, the ladies still want to kick it.
Yeah, we're like those guys in the bar where it's like, you know what? We're still going to drink with them because Luke will be back eventually.
Right. We don't know when. He's supposed to be back in town. I just got a text from him on.
They do have bottles.
Yeah. They always have alcohol for us, and they're not going to try and put them. They don't. They're saying that we can hang out with them without doing what that guy would do.
Right?
Dude, I'm not even joking. Like, we were talking about it the other day.
No, it's insane.
We're not like, look, we're not trying to creep on our Twitter people, but, you know, if you write us, we click on your page, guy or girl.
I creep on a lot of people's Twitters.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. But I got called out bad a couple weeks ago.
By who?
Because I'm clicking through this one, and I'm like, yeah, this chick's pretty hot.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's she doing? Blah, blah, blah. And then a day later, Taryn comes into the studio and is like, something high school. And I went, what high school is that? She goes, blah, blah, blah. My sister's teaching cheerleading there. And I was like, yep, I was creeping on your sister's Twitter last night.
Taryn's got some pretty sisters.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Taryn's cute, too.
That's a good point. Yeah. I guess. Yeah, it's not like as if they dealt her a bad hand in life.
Dude, well, how about we have one listener that lives in my neighborhood, and again, this is bad. This is my fault.
Uh-oh.
But instead of just, I was like, hey, do you live in Belltown? And for some reason, I typed, yeah, I was creeping on your Twitter. It seems like you live in my, and I was like, and then after I sent that, I was like, why did I send that? Why didn't I just say, hey, you're a Belltowner, too. Cool.
We should take a break. Thank you, female podcast. And the dudes,
yes,
too. We got handsome guys listening as well.
We got some good looking dudes.
Yeah, we got a lot.
We got some cool dudes,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we got some good masculine,
yeah,
awesome guys,
yeah,
that don't expect anything from us and don't expect to give us anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They'll appreciate t-shirts. We're not naked.
Yeah. All right. When we get back, oh, man, I got a lot of stuff. You mentioned this last week's episode of Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
I would love to talk a little bit about that because there was a moment. I feel like if the Megacast is going to embrace a certain superstar in the WWE, I think I found the guy.
All right.
Or the guys.
All right.
Yeah, a couple dudes that we would, you know, do to hang out with.
Love to hang out with those dudes. Yeah. I don't even know who they are, but I'm in.
All right. The Megacast will be right back.
Ted and Steve are my blood feathers. Whatever the f*** that means. The Megacast will be back.
Fitbit. It revolutionized the way people kept track of their exercise. Now, from the makers of Fitbit, comes three new models: Fibbit, Fatbit, and Fitbidge. Use Fibbit when you're just lying to yourself that you're going to take the steps.
Yeah, I think I'll do 5 miles today. Oh, look at that. I logged 10,000 steps.
There's also Fatbit. Put it on your wrist and do nothing.
Oh, I gained 10 pounds today. Perfect.
And possibly the best model, Fitbitch. Worn by women whose fitness is way more important than any family responsibilities.
Hell, where you been? The dishes are piled up. There's 2 weeks of laundry and nobody fed the fish. They're dead.
I had to get my steps in. Oh, I'm up to 30,000. Oh, I'm exhausted. Definitely not having sex with you tonight.
Damn you, Fitbitch.
Fitbit, Fatbit, and Fitbitch. Available at scamyoutomakeyouthinkyougettingintoshape.com.
In just a second, Drake is going to say, yeah. Is there a single song where he doesn't say, yeah?
Yeah.
See, he did it. The Megacast is back.
Yeah. Dropped out of school, now we dumb rich. This sound like some 4301. Yeah. All my wanna do is pop style.
Pop style. Yeah.
Turn my birthday into a lifestyle.
Yeah. It's true.
He does say it a lot.
I don't know any song of Drake's that he doesn't say, yeah.
I think that's the way he just starts his rhymes.
And they just forget to edit it out.
Or he likes it in there.
Keep it. I love that. That was a good take. I don't know, man. You need to try that again. Say yeah one more time. Yeah. No, not good enough. A little more. What are you feeling? What is your inspiration behind that? Yeah, Drake.
Mm. Bottles.
Yeah.
Strippers. Oh, their personal life.
Yes.
So for years, now I've never gone to see these famous tulips.
Oh, the Tulip Festival.
Correct.
Yes.
So I've never gone, but everybody always bitches, like, I don't want to go, this and that. And I say, well, chicks like it, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your wife is a very girly girl.
Yes, she is.
I was shocked to see her put on Facebook, like, not worth the three. Like, we went, not worth it.
Yep.
So I was like, to me, that officially says, unless you live near it, maybe it's just not worth it.
My advice is, if you're not a 5 to 10 minute trip to that Tulip Festival, it is not worth your time.
And it's just rows of flowers, right?
Yes. Dude, my I don't know if you saw my tweet out there. I wrote, drove 3 hours to see flowers and a picture of the flowers. And that was my tweet.
Well, because, at least, I mean, even if you go, like, if she's like, I want to go see the flowers in the market, yeah, at least you're in the market and there's, like, stuff around there to do.
There's nothing else to do.
There's not even, like, a stand with, like...
Yeah, there's a little stand where you get some ice cream and you could buy some tulips, and there's, like, some random things of art, like
and
artwork.
Where is it, Stanwood?
Skagit County, so it's Mount Vernon.
All right.
Yeah, it was way up north. It was before Bellingham, but it was way north, past the Tulalip Casino and all that crap. And the traffic, you know, we went on a Saturday and we thought, okay, well, traffic won't be awful, but...
So you get to Marysville.
Dude, it was just... It took more than 3 hours to get there. It took about close to 3 hours to get home.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, it's
a snow coast to squeeze.
Yeah. And we were maybe there for 40 minutes.
Ugh.
And that was like because we felt like... We
you had to.
We can't just leave. Like we walked out there and we're like, oh, there's a bunch of flowers. That's it. Don't waste your time, people. Don't waste. If you're a female and you're thinking of asking your man to take you to go check out these flowers, don't do it. It's like we joked about it. It was, and I looked at it and I go, this is truly one of those. It's not the destination, it's the journey. We had a great time in the car. Like we had all fun, right, listening to music, just BSing. You know, it's cool to be in an environment. I think we need to do this more in relationships, whether it be sexual relationships, marriage relationships, friendships. I think we need to find time to have that phone away and be completely attentive to what everybody's talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not be distracted. When you're driving, I'm not going to play on my phone. Fortunately, my wife wasn't either. We're just listening to tunes, talking about music, talking about whatever else, complaining about the traffic, going, this better be worth it. This better be worth it. I don't think it's going to be worth it. Nothing can be worth it. Like, you know, I'm just thinking, there's no tulips out there that are not living that I want to see now.
Can you rip them out of the ground?
No, you can't. They don't even want you to go in the rows. Of course, people break that rule because they want to get pictures. Every girl's doing their modeling shot, like trying to...
Yeah.
Doing like that pose. Like, you're not just being caught in this impromptu pose in a row that you're not supposed to be in. Like, just pose for the picture. Like, they're all looking away, looking like... And, you know, they're just... That take these, like... pictures to look like as if it was like, oh, a photographer just walked by and took a picture of us. No, you posed for the picture. Just pose, smile at the camera. Sorry, I'm getting a little worked up.
I like it, Steve.
It was a long drive, man.
Well, those photos drive me bananas anyhow.
Yeah, it was a waste of time. It was a and we're glad we did it so we never could do it again.
Yeah, those photos where it's like, oh, you caught me just out here looking pretty in a field.
Right.
I put those right there with like... what's the new one is, I'm a nerd now, right? Which is basically a chicken glasses so you could see her cleavage.
Right.
Or the other one is...
Non-prescription glasses, right, too. Sometimes they don't even have lenses in them.
Right. Or look how cute my dog is. It's like, right, but it's only if you look cute in the picture.
I know a chick that always posts inspirational quotes.
Ugh.
I mean, not quotes, videos.
All right.
And she's always doing it where her boobs are hanging out. I'm like, you understand that you have my attention and every other male follower on your social media because your boobs are popped out.
That's why they do it.
Yeah, you're not saying anything I can't read on some other person's meme. This is just because your boobs are hanging out.
Right. There's no, like, I just know a girl told me that. She was like, trust me, if you see a selfie, there's been plenty of them taken in that same photo. That was just the one that got sent out.
We need to start doing that. Should we start doing cleavage shots? No.
No. I like ours are rough, rugged, and raw. That's just what we look like.
Here's a picture of my puppy as I'm eating a raw steak. Ah.
I like one night, what was it? Like, Castle was like, oh, man, you were out late last night, huh? Getting messed up. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, here's this picture. And I was like, That's me and Steve in front of the Paramount like 2 weeks ago before we did a MegaCast.
Getting wasted going to musicals.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
He was like, well, it just showed up my Instagram now. I'm like, well, maybe Steve sent it out late. I don't know.
That's very random.
Yeah. It was like the night before the Super Bowl or something. I was like, dude, I didn't do nothing.
Yeah, that was like a while ago.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, man.
Let's talk a little bit about wrestling.
I'm never going to the Flowers now. Well, I don't want to say never. I never say never, but...
I mean, you obviously have to go if you're with somebody and they really want to go.
But at least, like, I can... I like going to the tree. I like going to get a pumpkin. Because mm-hmm. you're still, like, out in the rows. You're picking up pumpkins. Like, right. You're physically doing something.
Right.
But just walking through flowers to me just seems annoying.
You're dealing with a large number of people that are there doing the same thing.
Plus, it's like for 3 hours, man, I'd rather drive out to Ocean Shores, rent a place, and have a nice dinner. Look at some water.
I look at my wife, I'm like, I would have rather made the trip to Vancouver.
Yeah.
Go get dinner and come back.
Yeah.
It would have taken just as long and it would have been way more, and maybe I could have stopped at a hockey shop and check out some sweet goalie gear.
Maybe. Yeah,
maybe not. But you know what? At least if I'm checking out the sweet goalie gear, I could touch the sweet goalie gear, and I could possibly purchase it and bring it home with me.
I'm worried that if I went to see these flowers, that I'd end up kicking some.
We should get drunk.
Just out of...
And dive in them. Stupid flowers.
I'm going to F up this whole row of flowers. What is that guy doing, man?
He's just pissed off.
Right? Like, could you get arrested for assault on a flower?
Yeah, I don't know. You're not paying attention to the rules. They say don't go in the rows and don't touch the flower. Well, I mean, maybe
who's going to stop me, Steve?
Nobody.
Is there cops there?
There was nobody. Unless they're undercover. Pretending to be girls posing for pictures next to flowers.
Oh, imagine one of those girls just pulls out a gun and a shoot badge you. From underneath their skin-tight jeans.
Touch that tulip one more time and I'm going to put a cap in your ass, Ted.
Touch it. Please, God, touch it. I've been waiting for this.
You said you watched Monday Night Raw.
Yes, Steve, I watched about half of it.
What do you think about Enzo Amore and Big Cass?
Oh, my God. That is the first time I've really seen those guys a lot.
Uh-huh.
They're insane. I like it.
I love
I don't get the shtick. I don't really understand it, but it's so stupid it works.
They've been like tearing it up in NXT, which is the developmental program that's on the WWE Network. Like all the stuff they're doing like on the microphone. And I grabbed the clip that way for anyone who hasn't been paying attention to wrestling. I do believe that these guys are like... Somehow we got to talk to these guys at some point. Because Enzo Amore is like straight up out of New Jersey.
Oh.
Hangs out probably at the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Has crazy
Belmar.
Hair. Right. Got the gold chains. Constantly going, how you doing? How you doing? And bada bing, blah, blah, blah. You know, like that's him. Like,
yeah.
And Cassidy.
And tonight with some cheese balls.
And Colin Cassidy's his muscle. It's like a Mice and Men kind of crap going on. Like,
nice.
Yeah.
I had a Mice and Men reference last week myself.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
That's why we podcast together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. Then which one of us is Lenny? God damn it. Is this a setup? I'm never going to look at flowers with you.
No.
Steve's going to shoot me while I'm looking at the flowers.
All right, Ted.
Just keep looking at the flowers, Ted.
Turn around, Ted.
We got to put him down, man. He was kicking flowers.
He went in the row.
He went in the row.
3 hours. He had all the time in the world to think about not going in the row, and he still went in the row.
That would be the other funny part, is I walk in there, you just start, he's in the row. He's in the row.
Oh, dude. I don't know. We couldn't do it. I know. But how great would it be if we went there and we had brought a film crew? You know, one day we're going to do this Ted and Steve doing stuff show.
All right.
Where we go and do random things. And this would be a perfect episode. We go there, and you just start sprinting through the flowers. Like, just running through the flowers. And I start screaming, he's in the row! And then I start chasing after you. And at some point, I just tackle you.
Into flowers.
Right. We're still, all this is going on in the tulips. How soon until the security shows up? And who are their security? I did not see any imposing figures.
Yeah. That's my line. What are you, a flower cop? I don't know if that's insulting to anybody. There can't be real flower cops, can there? It's probably some poor guy that has to run security. He's like, look, man, just can't you guys just look at the flowers and leave them alone?
Come on, man. This is my second job.
Man, shut up, flower cop!
Oh, what if it's an off-duty officer?
Oh, God. Can you imagine having that meeting with Hair Club? Were you in jail this weekend?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Did you destroy the flower festival? Yeah.
But we put it on Facebook.
Right? It got a lot of hits.
It got 10,000 views and 500 likes, man. 30 people shared it.
Number one, we're going viral.
Yep.
Number two, after my stay in jail, I have a viral infection.
Holy crap, man.
Right?
We got to do this now. It's worth it.
I'm just picturing the news coverage.
Right?
Man in tree, meet guys in flowers.
The Tulip Brothers. The
Tulip Brothers. The TVs.
Hashtag Tulip Brothers in your face.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch.
Ain't afraid of no flower cop. Flower cop.
And as we're being pulled away, we're just grabbing all the tulips, ripping them out.
Nature for everyone!
Free the tulips!
Right?
All right, so Enzo Amore and Big Cass, these guys are going to be superstars in the WWE. So their intro, the way they come out, they don't even do like your usual, they have music playing, but they're like old school, reminding me of Road Dogg and just like the New Age Outlaws, where it's like all stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children right, of all ages.
Right. People have already, I mean, to the fact that like, they've only been doing NXT, they come out, the first time they come out onto the WWE audience, almost the entire place is already saying their lines.
And right, I mean, I'm not even the biggest wrestling guy, and I'll never, like, I can recite the Road Dogg and.
Right.
And badass.
And these guys are doing it too, and it's just, it's obviously inspired by them, but it's so fresh and it's so new because no one's done it in so long.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to have that environment again. So here's this past week on Monday, there are the Dudley Boys are in. Yes, the Dudley Boys are still around for those old school wrestling fans that haven't been watching.
I like the Dudleys, but they're about done.
Yeah, they're definitely on their swan song.
Yeah.
But Bubba Ray, man, still delivers on the mic. That guy is great on the mic, and he's with one of the hottest female wrestlers ever. That I can't remember her name.
Mm, that hot, huh, Steve?
Val
Venus?
Velvet Sky. Val Venus, yes, she's with the porn dude. Really hot. Bruh.
They really wanted to be friends.
But which one wanted to be friends more? No, Velvet Sky. She's in TNA.
Velvet Sky.
Have you ever seen Velvet Sky?
No.
All right, I got everybody right now while you're listening, go on your phone and do a quick image search. I'll find it for you, Ted. You don't even have to.
Don't even bother with that stupid phone over there, Ted.
Yeah. All right, so Velvet Sky.
It's a good name.
Oh, dude, and she is just.
Velvet. That's Bubba Ray's wife?
Or girlfriend right now.
God damn.
Right?
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
There's another one.
Whew.
I mean, she just personifies sex appeal.
I just got a tingle, Steve.
I understand that. I understand that. I did too. Is it weird now? We're never going to get to this audio, are we?
I was like, are we on a break? Do we come back and play it?
I don't know. I think we might need a cleanse.
All right.
How much time have we got?
Well, I didn't expect her to be that hot.
I know. She is a smoke show.
Yeah, and a lot of them are hot, but you're right. That is just dripping sex.
And it's I couldn't describe it better. Let's take a quick break.
Take a cold shower. Out, isn't it?
The MegaCast will be back.
I come here to forget all the bullshit in my robot life. And thanks to Chet and Steve, I can sit back and robot laugh. Ha. 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 The MegaCast will be back.
Keeps on the rim, getting even with her and with him before the night is in. That first kiss is like a Colorado hit. You better keep on keeping it lit till you can't remember. Can't remember what we came here to forget. What we came here to forget.
My boyfriend and I, 2 years, had just broken up.
Recently single, young, professional, well-educated, and drunk out of your mind?
Yeah, I'm attacking you. I'm getting really, like, belligerent right now.
Well, you're just right for us. DrunkandStupid.com. We find the perfect mate just right for you. Let's say you're a drunk female doctor.
Get the
car! We pair you with a drunk college kid in the campus cafeteria.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it. Just give me some bacon, some jalapeno mac and cheese.
DrunkandStupid.com. Let the good times between you two begin. And the next morning, you both can say...
I knew that I'd had a few drinks.
Very intoxicated.
I see a person that is not me.
I couldn't even believe it was me.
I'm ashamed.
I am ashamed.
You don't have to be drunk and lonely at drunkandstupid.com.
Holy shit. I didn't even know that Good Charlotte was still a band. Yeah, I love this. The mega cast is back.
With Grace, I didn't realize Good Charlotte was still doing it.
Is that who this is?
Yes.
That makes sense.
Did I ever tell you my story about Good Charlotte? Probably not.
You know, they're from like Southern PG County, and they always try to rep it.
And they're good
and
dudes.
And it's completely, yeah. But it's completely different than like the rest of the county.
They came to town back in the height of when I worked at the End and all this, and they
what's super, Benji and Joel.
Yeah, super nice guys. The whole band was super nice bunch of guys. And then there was a Warped Tour, and I did an interview with them, and the interview was fine. I was getting drunk the whole time because I was going to camp there. So I'm like drinking out of a Snapple bottle that's pink lemonade,
vodka.
But it's mostly vodka.
Nice.
And it was I got in trouble with the bosses because I wound up getting drunker and drunker, and no one knew I got drunk. But my interviews were supposed to be like 3-minute long interviews, like cut-ins from live from the Warped Tour, like a 3-minute quick live interview. And then they would go back to doing whatever they do. Well, one of the interviews was with a band that was barely even being played on the End. It was a band called Thursday that I was a fan of. The interview went for like 16 minutes.
Oh.
So I get back on that Monday and they're like, we need to talk to you. Like, what made you think doing a 16-minute interview with a band that we barely even play anymore was a good idea? I didn't know that it was going that long. I'm sorry. But it's because I was drunk.
That's awesome.
But so, dude, the interview done. They're like, hey, you going to come watch us? And I'm like, yeah, definitely. Well, that was early in the day. As the night went on, I was pretty hammered.
Right. And they were probably headlining.
They were close. Yeah, they were like mid-evening.
Yeah.
But it was like maybe 6-7 o'clock at night. And I'm tossed.
Yeah.
And I'm not even watching any of the bands anymore. I'm just lying on the lawn in that backstage area. Just drunk, like by myself.
Is it the Gorge?
Yes.
All right, just by yourself. Just drunk guy laying there. Oh, sweet.
And the bassist comes up to me, he's like, "Steve, you're like, yeah." And he's like, "You're gonna come watch us? We're about to go up on stage. You should watch us from the stage." I go, "After that, I'm too drunk to move. I need to sleep." And he just starts dying, but I'm like, just blew him off. I didn't even lie. I'm not like, yeah, man, I'll be there in a minute. I told him, point, I'm too drunk to move, man. I'm not coming.
That's awesome, dude.
So awesome. How I made it home alive. Because eventually I met up with my buddies who had the campsite.
Yeah.
But they weren't working, so I was just by myself back there, and I just did not have it in me to walk out into the crowd because I couldn't stand.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm safe here, passed out on the lawn.
That reminds me a couple years ago, we had Pain out there.
Yes. That was my favorite Pain in the Grass ever.
Ever. But I just remember the one night, like, follow me. And like, remember we walked up to the grass and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's steps and everything. But the next day when I saw it during the daytime, I was like, man, I was wasted. Like, how did I not fall down these stairs? So I was just trucking through. Like... Sometimes when you're drunk, I don't know how it works, but you can just pull that stuff off.
It's unbelievable. That still is one of my favorite stories of us being at that house that we, the station rented a house for all of us that are on the air.
Yeah,
for,
it was awesome.
It was unbelievable. It was like, yeah, it was like everybody from the men's room guys. I think I might have been the only one from our show that ended up staying the night. I think BJ was in a hotel room, and because you had the option of either doing the hotel or doing the house. And I'm like, I'm doing the house.
Yeah, I think BJ and like Rev were at the hotel room doing card games or something.
That's right.
Nick stayed with us.
That's right. Nick did hang with us.
Yeah.
Everybody else went to the hotel and raged hard and played board games. But we, Ted and I decided, well, we want to stay in the same room together. But the room I grabbed had mainly because it had a working fan and it was hot.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, if I grab the bed from the room that I'm in, Can I just throw it on the floor and crash in your room? I'm like, yeah, sure. I was hoping that we would stupid, but I was hoping we could hang out and just talk all night anyway, so it would be awesome.
A couple of chicks,
right. And
the house is, like, kind of raging.
Yes.
Like, there's music blaring, people are drinking, like, other people are moving around, because, like, down the road was another house with, like, some salespeople.
Right.
So, I mean, the house is popping.
And it's totally going off. And so we go into the room that Ted was going to be crashing in, which was, like, multiple beds. I'm like, and we're wasted.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, we need to bring this bed into my room. All right, well, we need both of us to do this. So the two of us grab the bed, and it's just a mattress, but we grab the mattress, and then we're carrying it out of your room now into my room. Like, we're like college movers.
Right, and somebody was like, what are you two doing? And we're like, oh, we got to move this mattress, right?
Everybody's like, why are these two even doing that? Like,
right.
What is it about that room that they need to have two mattresses?
Yeah. Everybody always thinks me and Steve are up to, like, some secret plan anyhow, I think.
Right. They all are like, what are you guys up to? What do you got? Nothing. We're just moving a bed. Like, right. There was no ulterior motives. Like, it wasn't like we had, like, I think people were like, what is it, like, going to be, like, a van full of strippers sneaking into your room? Like, what's going on? No.
It's like, we really don't have alternate plans besides we're just, like, childish and we want to hang out with each other.
We're going to probably be drinking till 5 in the morning listening to Mumford & Sons.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. So anyways, we do all this. The next day,
seemed like a struggle.
It was a process. Like, we're sweating.
Yeah.
Getting this bed into my room. So fast forward 2 days, we stay there. Now we're getting ready to leave on that Sunday and go off and come back home. And that's when we realized this bed probably weighed all of 15 pounds.
Maybe.
At most.
Yeah, I think I picked it up and was like, why the F were both of us holding on to this thing like it was that heavy?
Ted walks out of the room and goes, Steve, come in here. I'm like, what? And lifts the bed up with one hand.
Right. It was basically just like a little piece of foam. I don't know why it seemed so hard to move the first night, though.
We were sweating. Like, I was like, hold on. Like, we were, like, worried we were going to drop it on each other. Like,
yeah.
Just shows how stupid you are when you're wasted.
Mm-hmm. We got into the pool, though.
We did.
Yeah.
We did at, like, 11 in the morning or something like that.
Yeah. Hungover. That's one of my rules. So if there's a pool, you got to get in it.
Go in the dip. It was a community pool, so we had to walk a few blocks, but it was well worth it.
Yeah.
That reinvigorated us for the next day.
And we had an interesting conversation with that dude.
Oh, that's right. The guy that worked there.
Yeah.
Did he work there, or was he just hanging out there? I don't remember.
I think he owned the house we were in.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. You're right. I don't remember anything else other than having an interesting conversation with the dude.
Yeah. It was strange, because, like, it seemed like he kind of knew we were with the station, but he wasn't sure. And then I think after a while, he warmed up to us. We weren't just the strange bald guys swimming in the pool by ourselves.
Right. Looked like ass, too, while we were doing it.
Oh, my God.
Struggling.
Yeah.
That was so much fun, though. I wish we would have it at the Gorge again, mainly so that we could all hang out in a house again together. That was so
100%.
Much fun. I had so much fun.
Yeah.
All right, so Enzo and Cass are in the WWE. Let's get to this, Ted.
Let's do it.
All right, so here is what they sound like in front of the crowd. There's a reason why I want to play it, because it was just one of the dumbest but funniest comebacks by Enzo. And you'll know who Enzo is. He's the most talkative one of the two. Come on.
My name is Enzo Amore.
So that's Enzo.
Yeah. Enzo Amore.
Enzo Amore. Do a search on this guy. Visually, he is one of the most. He's a spectacle. He's just a spectacle. His hair is all bleached. He's got weird patterns in the side of his head.
Yeah.
It's just he just looks like a guy, like, that you would be like, what the hell? Who is this person?
And I am a certified G.
He's a certified G.
Certified G.
And my favorite part, he's about to go, and you can't teach that, and the entire crowd will, like, move their fingers, like, pointing it and swaying it back and forth.
And a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that.
It's just so stupid.
I mean, I like watching it, but I always wonder about people that actually do wrestling.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on in their head while they do this?
It's just a different environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, like, as much as I've watched it, like, that's one pro sport I've just never been like, I want to be a wrestler.
It's, you know, historically, wrestlers are basically carnies.
Yeah.
And when you think of it like that, it really does help you understand why it's so weird.
Yeah.
Because there's still, this is like the last of the carny culture.
When you I watch MMA fights and go, man, that'd be fun to do. Right. And that involves an actual fight with a guy beating on you.
Yeah.
But like wrestling, even though it's fake, I don't know. Just I'm just like, man, that's a strange one.
And I love it. I love
it's
everything
entertaining,
about it.
Yeah. Right. I just like, I don't know.
As a kid, I always wanted to be a wrestler. Now I look back on it, I'm like, I don't think I could ever pull that off and keep a straight face. It's part physical stuff, part acting.
Yeah, a lot of them are good actors, too.
Yeah.
How do you not laugh when some of that stuff?
Especially in this one. Like, even my wife, when she's watching and she's dying. Like, and it takes a lot for her to laugh at wrestling other than laughing at me for liking wrestling. And I don't care. I'm still going to like it. But she found these two as one of the most entertaining things she's seen on wrestling in a long time. All right, here's more from Enzo.
This right here, this is Big Cass, and he's 7 foot tall, and you can't teach that.
The bummer part is in NXT, they have a girl that comes out with them, but she's still doing stuff in NXT, and it's probably eventually going to make her way up into the WWE, but her name's Carmella.
All right.
And she's straight up like, Long
Tan.
Island kind of girl. Yeah.
Dirty
and,
blonde.
And he'll be like, and this here is Carmella, and she's hot as hell, and you can't teach that. And I'm like, oh, I wish she would come up with them.
Huh.
Yeah. So, and then here's the big catchphrase that.
Bada boom, realest guys in the room. How'd you do it?
Bada boom, realest guys in the room. How you do it?
And the crowd reaction is still somewhat lukewarm.
You got to do that on stage one night.
Oh, yes.
Hey, rock girl party?
Yes. And then Carmella goes, bada bing, hottest girl in the ring. How you doing? So stupid. I love it, dude. All right, so here's their little exchange with the Dudley boys.
We're doing just fine. You need to shut your mouth, and they need to shut their mouths. Two young punks, you and every tag team here. Do you know who we are?
Yeah, you're with a really, really hot female wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
That, as Ted said, drips with sex.
Mm-hmm.
Good drip. Dudley boys.
Kind of drippings you cook again with.
We paved the way for guys like you. Gentlemen, let's get this straight. You're not the best tag team in this business. The only reason why you exist is because of us.
And that's D-Von for the Dudley Boys. And I don't know if this was by accident. I feel like it wasn't because I know that the End Zone Cats, I've listened to them do interviews. They have a lot of respect for wrestling, and they grew up studying it.
You
know? So they know who these guys are, but Enzo calls him Devin. And I thought that was just awesome.
No, Devin. The reason why I exist is because my mom and dad got it on. How you doing?
If you two pave the way.
And this is Big Cass, who barely speaks. But when he does, he's got the best catchphrase at the end of it. And they call everybody soft, but they spell it S-A-W-F-T. Because, you know, it's the accent. Soft.
Soft.
They're soft.
Nope. You need to step to the side of the road. Because me and Zoe are coming through like jackhammers. And we are putting holes in the ground.
I think Bubba Ray's putting holes in the ground, too.
Yeah.
For different reasons. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
So, put on your reflective vest, put on your hard hat, and get back to work, because there's only one word to describe you, and I'm going to spell it out for you.
So great. The best is in the NXT. I wish he would do it now. I understand they're probably trying to, you know, it would probably just be too confusing because no one's seen the progression. But for a while, he would have a stuttering problem. So he'd be like, and I'm going to, and he'd keep stuttering. Spell it out for you. And it's just awesome. Those two Look them up on YouTube. They're ridiculous.
Are they going to stay up?
Yeah.
All right.
I think these guys are on a fast track to becoming the tag team champions. If not tag team champions, they're going to be two of the biggest names in the WWE in the next year. I'm positive of it, mainly because of Enzo.
I think the biggest thing I've noticed in the tag team division is only a matter of time before Sheamus turned on King Barrett.
Yeah.
Irish guy and an English guy.
Can't have that,
man. You knew it was going to come to this.
Probably some kind of a football rivalry between the two.
Yeah.
They finally let it out.
Yeah.
Also, rumor has it Wade Barrett wants to get out of the WWE, and that's part of the exit process.
I used to love the Bad News Barrett thing.
I know too.
It was stupid, but just that he would rip on every city while he was in front of them, I thought was great.
And just every time, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Some bad news.
That's one guy I'm shocked that didn't get bigger than he is. Like, I thought he would be a huge player in the WWE, but sometimes guys have either it's how he's booked or how...
What bummed me out was whenever Chad Barrett would get on the field for the Sounders,
mm-hmm.
I'd always be like, I've got some bad news. And they'd be like, what? Like, it's a wrestling Barrett joke, man.
There's that one person that thought it was awesome, though.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, on Twitter, some of the ECS guys would jump in with me, but in my section, nobody watches wrestling.
Ah.
Like, none of those guys do.
Or they won't admit to it.
Yeah, and then it was like, what's with you and the wrestling jokes? Like, come on, man. Barrett, that's good stuff.
Right.
I'm making jokes here.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
One other thing from Wrestle. So when I was at WrestleCon, I don't know if I told you about, like, there was... 20 other wrestling events since there.
That was the best time alarmed ever. Steve goes, when I was at Wrestling Con, I literally just put my head down and started shaking like, Wrestling Con? If you start getting wrestling cards, man, don't go full BJ on us.
There was a wrestling convention where people could do the stuff that you do at a Comic Con. We didn't go to that. We didn't drop the $40 to go to that.
Mm-hmm.
We dropped the $40. Was it 40 or 25? $25 to go to WrestleCon's wrestling extravaganza. There was an actual wrestling card, like guys wrestling against each other.
All right.
And Jeff Jarrett was there from TNA Wrestling. He was in the WWE. And
JJ?
Yeah, Double J. And he was bombed, drunk.
Oh!
And like to the point where WrestleCon went on Twitter to say, these stories are fabricated. He wasn't drunk. A lot of people were saying that was just him playing a character. No. He was drunk.
Like Miggs Warped Tour drunk?
Not yet, but on his way. Eventually, he would take a nap on the lawn. All these wrestlers were drunk, dude. We were in the hotel bar at one night. I missed it, but apparently Marty Jannetty, formerly from the Rockers, with Marty Jannetty and Shawn Michaels, he was in the fountain in the hotel lobby.
Nice.
On a flip phone, just in jeans, just on the phone. Texting or calling somebody.
Strangest part is the flip phone.
Right. Not the part that he's just sitting knee deep in water or standing knee deep
in
water.
I can get past that.
Right.
What's he doing with a flip phone?
Come on, man. Anyone could get a smartphone these days. Why are you doing the predictive text thing now? Move on. So Jared's drunk. I think the other wrestlers were getting a little bit annoyed with him because apparently it was supposed to be like a 15-minute long match. That went for 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of the wrestling, but because all he kept doing was jawing and talking and talking. And his wife was there. And
she hey, he's drunk.
She spits on somebody in the crowd.
Ugh.
She used to be married to Kurt Angle. So, and he was in town for WrestleCon as well. So the crowd's chanting, "We want Angle." Other half of the crowd's going, "So does she." Which was rough. So there was one part where he just wouldn't stop talking, and Tommy Dreamer was on the team that was supposed to wrestle him. Tommy Dreamer gets on the microphone and has just finally had it to the point where he says, if you don't shut up and wrestle me, I'm going to let everybody here in this crowd bum rush the stage and do a certain act to you.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I found the video of it. They're like putting out a DVD, and this is part of like the teaser. I didn't realize there was like an announcing team there too. You hear the audio of Tommy Dreamer telling this to Jeff Jarrett, but it's the commentators, what they say after it, that makes this clip all worth it.
All right.
All right, so here we go. Let me find it. It's in here somewhere. There we go.
I got so much respect for you because you started this business. You paid your dues.
And that's Tommy Dreamer right now yelling at Jeff Jarrett. Like,
right.
You know, they're hamming it up. But I think that underneath all of it, and maybe I'm just being naive.
Oh, no, he's pissed. The other guy's pissed drunk.
Right.
He's pissed at
But,
him.
You know, he's, of course, still trying to put on a character, put on a show.
Yeah.
But God damn it, if you don't fight me like the man that I swear to God, I'll open these things and let 2,000 people.
Has ever been so excited for a butt.
Right? Oh.
Whoever thought the announcers would follow it up?
That's awesome.
No room has ever been so excited for a butt.
All right, Ted, we should probably get our 10 push-ups before something weird gets.
Yeah, no kidding. I gotta get out of here.
Thank you for listening, especially all you pretty females.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Little homie, let me talk.
We get it.
Gotta look out for that Megacast shirt.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have that out sometime soon. Or Ted and I will have one. Yeah,
Camo, come see us in them.
Thank you for listening. Let's get 10. Ready?
I'm Brad Pitt's ugly cousin, but when you're drunk at the wedding, still
see me in a club. Angelina, show me love.
Brad Pitt, that's my cousin.
You got me fucked up.
Brad Pitt, that's my cousin.
Like you don't know, sir.
Bradley, he's Cuzzo.
All my Angelinas, if you got it, let me see it. All my Angelinas.
Hey, don't forget to follow us on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
At the Megacast.
Kick some flowers.
Got anything going on this weekend that you need to promote? Just Sounders?
Sounders got a cousin in town with his wife. So, took Friday off.
Nice.
Look for me in the streets Thursday night getting torn up.
Stay away from those tulips, Ted. Stay away from those tulips. Otherwise,
they rented a car. Maybe we'll drive up there on Friday. I'll destroy tulips.
And then this will happen.
No room has ever been so excited for a butt.